Ravi lives in an apartment in a big city. He has many friends and he loves to play cricket with them. Sometimes he likes to buy peanuts from the street seller. Ravi's best friend is Rani. Rani and Ravi like doing things together. They read books, color pictures, play marbles, and sometimes they sit together and listen to songs on the radio. Often they also sing their favorite song together.
I like my round head, it's a place for my thoughts. I like my small ears, they wiggle a lot. I like my round head, it's a place for my thoughts. I like my small ears, they wiggle a lot. I like my chin, it's right below my grin. I like myself.
Roughness, I like how they bend. I like my tiny toes, they point the way I go. I like my roughness, I like how they bend. I like my tiny toes, they point the way I go.
I like my black hair, it grows from here to there.
I like
my pet dog, we love to romp and play. I like my best friend who comes to spend the day.
I like my pet dog, we love to romp and play. I like my best friend who comes to spend the day.
But there are times I like to be alone. I like myself.
One day Rani fell ill and Ravi did not have anyone to play with. All his other friends in the apartment complex were busy with one thing or the other. When Ravi saw the peanut seller, he was excited. He came out into the street to buy some peanuts. The seller wrapped some in a paper cone. As he gave it to Ravi, he held Ravi's hand and stroked it. Ravi did not like it. He pulled away and ran home. The next day, he spoke about it to Rani.
I didn't like the way the peanut seller held my hand. It made me scared and uncomfortable.
It happened to me too, Ravi. I have an uncle who always used to hug me in a way I don't like. It made me uncomfortable. I told him to stop and I told my mother as well. Since then, he does not hug me. You too must talk to an older person, Ravi.
Would you like to talk to my mother about what happened?
Ravi hesitated. He was scared that Rani's mother would be angry if he told her. He also thought that maybe what happened with the peanut seller was not important.
No, it's all right.
Don't be scared, Ravi. My mother can help you, I'm sure.
Ravi agreed. The children ran to Rani's mother and told her what happened with the peanut seller. Rani's mother listened carefully. She took them into the kitchen and gave them hot samosas and warm milk. Then she said,
Ravi, I'm very glad you told me this. It was a brave thing to do. There are some things I want to talk to you about. Sometimes when people touch you and you don't like it, or you feel scared or unsafe, You have to say no.
Is it like how I felt with the peanut seller, Auntie?
Yes, exactly like that. You were scared, were you not, when he held your hand and rubbed it? That is the time to say no. You know, sometimes when someone tickles you too much and you don't like it, well, that is also a time to say no. You have to also say no when an older or bigger person wants to touch your private body parts. These are the parts of your body that are covered by your underclothes. When you feel unsafe with anyone touching you, just say a loud and clear no. Shall we sing a song to remember when to say no?
Yes!
The children listened carefully to Rani's mother sing and repeated after her.
Crossing the streets when the signal says stop, swimming in deep waters when lifeguard says not.
Crossing the streets when the signal says stop, swimming in deep waters when lifeguard says not.
Kites on rooftops with parapets low, these are some things to which I say no.
These are some things to which I say no.
Lengthy long tickles that don't feel quite right, rough shoddy games that give me a fright.
Tickles that don't feel quite right, rough shoddy games that give me a fright.
Chocolates and candy from strangers unknown, these are some things to which I say no. People who hug me too long and too tight, or touch me in ways that I really dislike. Make me feel unsafe and frightened, and so these are some things to which I say no.
These are some things to which I say no.
These are some things to which I say no.
One day, when Ravi and Rani were playing with marbles, an older and bigger boy came over and wanted to play with them. Rani thought he was a new boy in the building and invited him to join them. After some time, the boy said,
I know a new game. It is a secret game. It will be our own special secret game. You can't tell anyone about this. It is called Doctor Doctor. I will be the doctor and both of you can be my patients. Come closer. I need to examine your body.
The boy came closer. Ravi felt so scared that he did not say a word. Rani remembered what her mother had said and shouted,
No, no, we don't want to play this game with you.
Rani took Ravi's hand and they ran up to Rani's house. Rani told her mother what had happened. Rani's mother hugged the children and said,
Good girl. I'm happy you said no. Always remember the song we have learnt and never be afraid to say no. Also remember that what happened was not your fault. Always tell someone if an older or bigger person tries to scare you or trick you. I am so glad you came and told me.
Rani and Ravi felt much better. They ran back downstairs to continue their game of marbles. And soon their other friends from the apartment building came to join them.
Something has happened that's bothering you, and you are not sure just what to do. If you think someone is trying to trick you, here is something that
that you should do.
Just nothing to hide.